Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Been so long, we can't. We miss you guys, Tony and Kaijo.
With your host.
and you know, that would be the infamous Tony Wade. And I, of course, would be the more tone, calm Kaijo Rodriguez. Yeah, right. So we have totally missed you guys on our little, whatever you want to call it, sabbatical. But we are back, and do not expect us to be going anywhere anytime soon. So, Tony, babe, how have you been?
It's all good. Tony is back home. Finally, the toaster has come back to Blog Talk.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, let me tell you something. I've been missing our people. I've been missing the fun that we had. And we've had so many topics come up. I'll tell you, for the next year, we should be good with topics. We should be good with guests. We should be good all the way around because we have always had a good show. Sorry, not tooting horns, but we've always had a good show. and it's just going to get better. Now, y'all got to excuse us because we're out and about today. See, we had a lot of business. We're going to let y'all know we have a lot going on. So we've been running the city of Virginia. We've been sitting in Burger King, chilling as well. And we happen to be out now. We decided not to go home and do the show. We decided to do it out and about. So if y'all hear little noises or whatever, that's because we're out and about. But it's all good because we want to make sure we had this show ready for y'all. See, my woman, too, she wants me to calm down. She wants me to not be so excited.
You're talking a mile a minute. I doubt anybody knows what you just said.
They all know what I just said because I am the Tonester, and they all know me. They all know me. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to curb down my enthusiasm just a tad bit. How y'all doing out there? It is a beautiful day in Virginia. Beautiful day in Virginia. How you laughing?
He said he's going to calm down, and he went from, okay, I'm going to calm down. How y'all doing?
Oh,
it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. So, let's see. Get to first things first. What have we been up to lately? We have been up to our books. We have been up to Diamond Star. We have been up to Sweet Reads, which we'll get into a little bit later. We've been up to work. And, you know, my second book is out. Beautiful Seduction is now out. Yay, yay, yay. And we are still kicking Tony behind to get Vengeance out, Vengeance Unleashed. He needs to get it out. I am, like, on pins and needles waiting for y'all to read this book because it is such an awesome book. And he's just taking his slow, sweet time. I think that y'all should all inbox him tonight on Facebook, blow his page up, Tony Wade, and tell him to get the book out. That's what I think y'all should do.
No, see, it's all good. I'm just letting you have your moment to shine. I'm just letting you shine because my book is coming. I have so many oars in the water right now. You know, too many oars in the water, and you don't know what direction you're going to go in.
We write two totally different types of books. They can love my book and love your book all at the same time.
Oh, no doubt. I'm just letting you do your thing. I mean, I got to sustain everything else that we're doing before I decide to jump in the water and do what I got. Now, I know I have things I have to do, so the books are coming. The books are coming. Don't worry. I'm working on book two as is. And, you know, I got my poetry book I have to put together. But, you know, everything's coming. Everything's coming. It's all good. This is our pilot show. We don't have a whole lot of time. And the topic that we chose to speak on is something that would take more than a half. But we're going to revisit it. This is a pilot show. We just want to get our feet wet. So this is what we're going to do. We're not strangers to it. I understand that, but it's been a minute, so it's time to have some fun. So
it is. So let's see. Let's start with relationships. Let's just get off the back there. And if anybody would like to call in, we've got a couple of lines open for you to call in. The phone number is 646-478-3159. You can call in and ask your questions, give your comments. And remember, we have 20 minutes left. We have a short show today. But what we're going to talk about is relationships, because everybody loved our relationship show. So we figured we'd pick up where we left off. And as many of you know, Tony and I have our wedding coming up in a month. And, you know, we've been up and down and here and low and tossed to and fro personally together as a couple, you know, professionally, you know. So, you know, Tony, give one bit of advice to all of those out there in relationships, starting new relationships, looking for a relationship. What's one bit of advice you could give them?
One bit of advice? There's a whole lot of advice you
can
give.
But what's one? Just give me one right now. Just give me one.
Okay. Well, let me give you one, okay? First thing is first. When you find that somebody, okay, you're going to have to take your time. Don't rush. Don't have expectations that are above and beyond, because a relationship is work. It's a lot of work, as we're finding out. It's a lot of work. I've been with Kai for going on 4 years now, and not that it's a negative thing, but it's work. It is work, and we tend, especially us dudes. Sorry, I know I'm already getting ready to get kicked out of the men's club, but the thing about it is, sometimes as men, once we get that woman, we tend to turn around and we decide, okay, I've had enough. You know, I got her. So you don't. We tend not to do the extra. We need to do the extra. We need to do the extra. You need to. The what you did to keep get them is what you need to do to keep them. And I don't think we do that enough. That it's just not what we do. We tend to lose sight of the things. You know, women, you do the same thing. You go to the bed with your rollers in your hair. You know, very rarely do we see the nightgown that you got us with. Normally it's the flannels or it's oh, wait, this is my all-time favorite here. I'm going to clear my throat for this one. Y'all like to wear gym pants to bed. Y'all wear all these things that y'all weren't wearing when y'all want to get with us. And we do the same thing. We do whatever we want, you know, thinking that we got what we got. And it's basically us taking for granted what we actually have. And a lot of relationships go bad that way.
Okay. That's interesting advice. No, I think that's really good advice. I think a step before that would be to know what you want out of a relationship before you get into a relationship. I think that we don't know what we want, and then we get into a relationship, and then we realize this is what I want. Well, know what you want beforehand, and when you're dating, when you meet somebody and you're talking to somebody and you've been out on a couple of dates, don't be afraid to say, this is what I'm looking for, because why waste your time? Why waste 3 weeks? Why waste 3 weeks with someone who is not what you're looking for? And you waste those 3, 4, 6, 8, 12 weeks, months, years, because neither of you have sat down and said, this is what I want. What you've done is you've seen this guy. He's so fine. He's so cute. He held your hand. He made your stomach go to butterflies. He opened the car door for you. He took you out to dinner. So you figure he must be the one. And now you try to fit into his puzzle and vice versa. Instead of saying, okay, yes, he's cute, but I don't know if he has the qualities that I want for in a potential husband. Because hopefully you're just not looking to be lifelong daters, you know, because if you're not the wife, you're a girlfriend. So hopefully you're looking to take the next step at some point. So you should know what you want. I want a man that XYZ, and make them realistic requests. You know, I want a respectable man. I want a man that believes in God, if that's what you want. I want a man that opens the car door for me. I want a man that's not afraid to hold my hand in public. I want a man that wakes up in the morning and says good morning to me. I want a man that, you know, once a week will cook me dinner. You know, I want a woman that, you know, doesn't wear baseball caps. I want a woman that, you know, will run around the block with me and doesn't want to be driven everywhere. If we got to go to the corner store, she has no problem with walking. Whatever it is that you want, make it realistic and then put it out on the table, because why waste time with someone who's Mr. or Mrs. Wrong? All that time you wasted on that person, the right person is getting away, and someone else is snatching them up while you're trying to fit into a puzzle that's not meant for you.
Mm. That's true. I was on a page on Facebook in a group, and that question came up as to, there was a point that you touched as to, you know, how much do I ask? I mean, do I go in and just ask all the questions? And then she proceeded to say that she's one that wants to know what's going on beforehand, so she'll, like, ask all these questions, and before you know it, she doesn't even make it to the second or third date. Normally she doesn't make it to the second date. Now, my advice to her was, do not ask all the questions at one time. You don't need to ask every question on the first date. You don't need to. I mean, you can ask the potential questions, but when it comes down to it, what you need to do is you need to ask, save some for the second and the third date. Save some. It's not a race. I mean, there are those that, hey, let's call it what it is. There are those that are desperate. But you do not need all of your questions answered in the first date. You scare people off that way. You know, just ask the questions that you need to ask and space them out. But make sure you ask them, you know, so that you know what you're getting. That way you have the option. You know what your options are. You know whether or not you want to be with this person or whether or not you don't. But space off the question, because otherwise you do potentially ruin, and you could like this person, but you're asking every 5 seconds, you're asking another question, not enjoying the date. So you need to space out the question and enjoy yourself. Think about, try to enjoy yourself. You don't want to walk away saying, no, this person wasn't for me, plus I hated the date I was on. You got to get some out of it. You know, get a good date. Have some fun, if that's possible, with the person that you're with. You know what I mean?
No, exactly. That's so true. You know, though I'm saying to ask the questions, you don't have to ask them all at once. Get the important ones out of the way. You know, get the ones that you know are going to stop you from wanting to go on to date two. If you want kids and, you know, guys are like, well, she asked me about kids, only date one. Yeah, well, maybe not ask them about kids. Maybe, you know, ask them, you know, where does he see himself in a few years? Maybe ask him, you know, what does he want out of what you guys are building? Is he looking to just be friends? Is he looking for something long term? Because be like, look, I'm not looking for casual dating. I'm not looking to be one of the many. I'm looking for something stable. I'm looking for a serious relationship. And a man that is looking for a serious relationship is not going to be scared away by you saying you want a serious relationship. If he's scared away, you want to say bye-bye and let him go. You don't want to be like, oh, my goodness, I scared him away. No, you scared him away because he's not looking for what you're looking for. A man that's looking for a wife, a man that's looking for a committed, serious relationship wants a woman that wants the same thing. That's just like him asking it and the woman being like, I ain't trying to be your wife. What are you talking about? I got too many men in my pocket. She don't want that. Get the serious questions out of the way. Maybe not date one, but, you know, breeze yourself into them so that you're not wasting so much time.
They say that men know what they want within the first few, but women are emotional. For me, they lean to the emotional side. So basically, for me, I believe that women are the same way. I believe that women also know what they're looking for. I think it's more or less they know all the way around for the duration. I mean, they're at the age of five, and we had talked about this, like, you know, last year. But women know at a young age, they know, they have an idea of some of the things that they're looking for when it comes to life in general. I mean, they're putting on mommy's shoes. They're wearing mommy's clothes. They're walking around mommy's pocketbook. They're looking at wedding pictures, you know, and trying to wear mommy, you know, sneaking in the room, wear mommy's, like, train and all that good stuff. All her, you know, they're trying to put her clothes on. They want to be a big girl. Women mature quickly, and for me, I believe that's what they do. And they, because of their maturity, they pretty much have a direction that they want to go in. So for women, I think it's a – how do you want to say this here? How do I want to say this?
Choose your words.
This is why I'm saying this. This is what I want. See, women tend to know. For me, I think women tend to know. There are women that don't, but there are women that they know. They want that seriousness. And again, nothing wrong with it, but you don't scare off a person. And men are like, okay, let me get to know. You know, you got some women, it's not about let me get to know. It's about, I want to know if, you know, it's two different, totally different questions. And you scare somebody off. I mean, even if you wait, if you waited a few dates, you know, just ask, because you don't know right off the jump. A guy doesn't always know right off the jump. You know, I got to defend the guys to an extent, you know. I'm sorry, but we don't always know. Sometimes, you know, we want to know what the woman.
Well, you may not know if you want a relationship with her, but you should know if you're looking for a relationship, period. You should know if it, at the time you are in your life, am I looking for a relationship or am I still at that I want to party and hit it and quit it stage. Some guys are in the hit it and quit it stage and then they meet the one and, you know, they change their mind. But the majority of us know what we want going in. But we have a question, and I don't want to not get the question in before we run out of time. So, caller from Virginia, go ahead with your question.
Hi.
Hi.
How have you been?
I'm doing good. What is your question, love?
My question is, because I have a question for Tony, because he mentioned the fact that some women are emotional.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you are have a friendship with somebody that you both know is going to turn into a relationship, but you're taking it slow, but you're emotionally blocked? Like, you want to show him the emotional side of you. That's what you want. That's what he shows you, what you're looking for. But you are kind of so guarded that you can't, no matter how much you try to take down one piece at a time, it's not enough.
So the question is it how do you take that wall down?
Pretty much, yeah, because I know with both of us, it's complicated. He understands my situation. I understand his. Our friendship is coming to a point to where it will go to the next stage,
mm-hmm.
but it seems like at that point, I'm ready to run because
why
he sticks around for the bad. I haven't had that.
Now, you do know that not every relationship is the same. Not everybody, not every guy is the same. So you jeopardize being a good guy because you're scared that you might get hurt.
Yeah, because I've never really had a good guy as far as a relationship. I've been in probably under 5 as far as total relationships, and good guys are like, this is the first one. And as much as I enjoy the good that comes out of it, it kind of scares me at the same time. A lot of times after we're having good times and everything like that, like, I just run out the door, and he's like, well, what happened? Like,
see, and again, that leads to that emotional thing, because that's what women will do. Not to be funny, some men do it. You do have some sensitive men out there. But the thing is, okay, When a woman gets hurt, it's a different animal than a guy sometimes. I mean, guys hate getting hurt. We don't like it. We tend to get mad before we get hurt. We get mad, then we feel hurt. Women, they get hurt, then they get mad. And there's just a difference in the response. There's a difference in the way that works. And women are not likely to throw themselves out there as quickly. Men will be like, well, you know, F you. And then they'll go find the next female, you know, unless you really do them dirty. You know, then they, you know, some can be vengeful. But you have to let your guard down. You have to, there are those times where you're going to have to let your guard down. You have to take chances. You're going to lose out on something that's special because of your past. And we all have a tendency, men and women alike have a tendency of holding on to our past. And
mm-hmm.
when you do that, you lose in the end. Because
yeah, and that's a touchy part as far as me, because a lot of it I can't let go as far as my past. I was engaged to somebody that I was truly in love with who passed away at a young age. Then after that, it was like going into relationships. I cared about them deeply, but I knew I wasn't in love with them. And then when I met this guy, we went through some troubles when we first met, knowing somebody. And it was so weird how everything played out, but he still stuck around. And then feelings and qualities about him started getting familiar. And I was like, hold on, you know, I felt this way before. I know what this is, you know. And it's like, I'm ready to go the other way because I'm like, I don't want anything bad to happen here, so I'm going to stop it before bad happens, you know.
Yeah, see, and that's that wall, that's that precautionary barrier that we all put up. I'm going to let you know now, if Kai ever went in that direction, we wouldn't be together now, because she's gone through it several times herself, you know, and she's gone through the mill. And to open up, she's one of the strongest women I know, to open up the way she has after the hurt that she's endured herself. And women do that. men don't, we're not emotional. We're more of the logical thinkers. Not, and when I say logical, I don't mean we're better thinkers. I'm like, we think on the logical or the evidential, or, you know, what's evident to us. We don't necessarily think with our heart. And women, they eat, sleep, breathe with their heart.
Well, see, sometimes it's confusing because I was raised by a man. So sometimes it, some people would be like, the way I act is like nonchalant.
Yeah.
As far as some things, because, you know, you start to be around men a lot, you know, certain qualities, you know, certain qualities, and you see how they act, so you know what they're going to do and how they're going to react as far as if it comes to playing games on a woman or being serious in a relationship or something, because you pick up on that, you know?
Yeah. Well, my advice to you is to let your guard down. Keep your eyes open, but let your guard down. Let yourself, allow yourself to feel again. Has this gentleman done anything that's made you feel like you're going to get hurt?
Like he has been. I mean, he hasn't. I mean, everything that he's done, he's been, and everything that he said, he's actually been genuine and has been there for me listening. And he's also taken into account that I have kids, and he's met one of my daughters, you know. And that's when it gets a little tricky, because I don't want to get too involved and take it to something, especially when you have kids, you know, you don't want to get distracted or get into something too deep and it affects them because they see it from you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all right. I can totally understand what you're saying. I really do. I totally understand how you're feeling, but you got to let your guard down. At some point, you got to allow yourself to feel, and you got to be able to trust. And that's what the issue is. You need to be able to trust again. And you can't trust until you trust. It's just bottom line to it.
Yeah.
You can't trust until you allow yourself to trust again. You're not going to know what trust is. You know,
yeah,
it's the
your wife told me I need to take a risk here and just do something.
You do.
You have to because, like I told you before, if you don't take love, any relationship is a risk. You there is no crystal ball saying that any person that you link up with is going to love you or not love you or do you wrong or not do you wrong. So every time you get into it, it's a risk. But if you go into it with, you know, half of three quarters of your body hanging onto the door, he's walking forward and you're standing at the door ready to jump out. You're never next to him. You're never going to be with him. You're never going to fully be embedded into the relationship. And in order for a relationship to 100% have a chance, you have to jump in. And it doesn't mean be blind. It doesn't mean, you know, take into consideration everything that's going on, but it means you got to jump in. You got to get wet. In order to swim, you got to get wet. You got to get in the pool. You got to start swimming. You have to do it. And you can't judge everything that happens by what the person before you did. Because like I told you as well, we are all imperfect. I just had a conversation with Vanessa Richardson, who's another blog host. And the show is going to stop in about 90 seconds for those of you that are listening on the internet. But if you're on the phone, it will keep going. So if you can call in 646-478-3159, the show will keep going for about another 15 minutes. Thank you for listening. And we will be back next Monday, same time, 6:30, Blog Talk Radio. Tony and Kai Show. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com, Tony, the letter N, K-I-E, Show. she had posted, if somebody that you're dating, you know, in the heat of an argument, calls you all types of names, and then afterwards they calm down, they say they're sorry, how do you deal with that? How do you know that they're really sorry? How do you know that, you know, do you accept that? Do you leave them? And my thing was, we're imperfect. People say things in the heat of an argument that they may not necessarily say ordinarily. Now, if we've been dating for 2 weeks and we get into an argument and you're calling me a bitch and all of this type of stuff, oh, no, 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 honey, I'm sorry. You haven't earned that right yet. No.
Yeah.
you haven't earned that right yet. That's you
showing me your true colors, you know what I'm saying, right away for you to come off like that. But people are imperfect. You know, Tony and I have gotten into arguments. He's not done things that I've expected him to do. I've not done things that he's expected me to do, or I did something that he didn't like. We're going to hurt each other. There's no qualms. I mean, our kids do things to hurt us. We do things that upset our kids. We do things that, you know, hurt our best friends. Why do we expect our boyfriend or our girlfriend or our husband or our wife to never hurt us? How can we expect that from them? If we hurt everybody else around us, but you're my husband, so you should never hurt me.
Right.
You know, the beautiful thing about it is that it's my husband, so I should be able to go to him and say, babe, look, XYZ, I didn't like that. And if he loves me, he's going to come back and correct, you know, or at least acknowledge that, you know, hey, the way I said that, the way you took it was not the way I meant it. I apologize, you know, but you can't expect the relationship to be perfect. And I'm not sure. There's another caller. I'm not sure if, babe, can you get to it? My thing, my computer screen just blacked out on me. That 111 person, I don't know if they were just listening or if they wanted to say something, but it looks like their hand is raised. Did you click the microphone? Did you do it? Oh, you don't have yours up either. Okay, hold on.
Hello.
There is another. Hey. You are on the line.
Uh-oh.
I knew it was him. I knew it.
Of course. You know, y'all wasn't going to get through one show without me calling and saying, welcome, well, about time, about friggin' time. No way was I going to let that happen.
Oh, my goodness. How you doing, bro?
How's it going? Hi, man. How y'all doing?
We are doing. I was excited, man. I'm just excited. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Today was an excellent day.
Man, that's good to hear. You know, I've been listening to all the advice, and I was like, man, if only they would open up my line and let me see something.
And I knew, you know, I knew all them ones was DV. I said, all them ones, that's DV. I know that's DV.
Yeah, you know that. Because, you know, I'm calling for work, so, you know, I'm using the work phone.
Yep.
So they all go out private. But what I really wanted to say, you know, to the lady who called was my mother used to always say some crazy things, you know, but they were usually spot on. Now that I'm older, I realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And she would always say to me, she was like, look, you can do things wrong a million times. You only have to do it right once. And she was right. You know, you are going to deal with a million headaches, maybe a million men, but all it takes is one man to, you know, for you to just spend the rest of your life with. It just takes just that one time. You know, so you're going to have to go, you know, well, most women are going to have to go through the headache. They're going to have to go through the trials. They're going to have to go through men to realize, you know, what the diamond in the rough is. And it's like that with us as well. You know, we have to weed through the headache and the drama and whatnot. But in life, life is basically made up of two things, choice and chance, you know. Are you making the right choices, and when the chance and opportunity presents itself, are you taking advantage of it? Doesn't matter if it's a wrong choice. If you don't walk away from that experience without having learned something, then you're going to repeat that same mistake. So ultimately, that's what it comes down to. If this lady's had, you know, problems in the past, and Tony was right, you have to trust at some point, because if you don't trust, you're going to let the good ones walk by, and you're going to get stuck with the knuckleheads.
Yep,
because guess what? You know, you didn't trust the good guys to be good guys. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're going to endure a lot of the headaches and the trials and the tribulations of being in relationships, but you do that in order to find that one person that you can spend the rest of your life with. It doesn't always happen on the first time. Very rarely does it even happen the first 50 times, but it will happen. You have to trust in your ability you have to trust in the ability that you're going to meet the right person because you are that right counterpart. You know, you can't, you know, on the other show that I do, you know, we used to make fun of people who post stuff on the internet saying, I want an intelligent man, but they spell intelligent wrong. Well, you're not going to attract an intelligent man if you spell intelligent wrong. You know, so you have to be what you're looking for. If you want a man that can hold down a house, you also have to bring that. You have to, you know, be that extra that he needs, be that equal partner. You know, we're in different times now. So, I mean, it's asking a lot, but we all have to deal with it. These are the things that relationships require now. It's not like, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago where somebody could be Susie Homemaker and the man could go out and win the bread. If both people are not working, then guess what? You're going to be in poverty. You know, or if both people aren't working, you know, you don't get the things in life that you really want. So to sum it up, I know I'm being long with this, but ultimately you know, what we really, you know, it goes back to the choice and the chance thing. If the chance presents itself, you know, it doesn't matter if it's good or bad, you have a choice to either accept that challenge or walk away from that challenge. The choice is entirely yours. But know that if you walk away from it and you know it's a good challenge, you know that there's potential there, then it may take another 20, 30, 40 men before you find another person. I don't believe that there's one perfect person for everybody. I do believe that there are people out there that you can work with that ultimately become that person that you need. So, and that's where I'm going to end it.
That was perfectly said. See, for you that are out there that don't know, DV is the man that I told myself I'm going to every time I had an issue with Kai. And I have a couple of times because he's a voice of reason. And he'll let me know when I'm wrong. But he'll also let me know, you know, bro, look, it is what it is, you know. And he has a lot of wisdom. And what he said was right. You have to go through it in order. Sometimes you got to go through it to find that one. And it as much as it may suck, it's a fact of life. It is what it is. Some people get lucky. They find that high school sweetheart or whatever, and then they're there forever. You could get married and be married for 40 years. And then, I mean, I just finished hearing about it. Somebody is married for like 45, 47 years, and they're getting a divorce. I mean, it could be peaches and cream in the beginning. You don't know. And like I said in the beginning, relationships take time. They take work. And people don't want to work.
But it's just like knowledge. You're not always going to get the right answer the first time you answer. You know, somebody asks you the question, you ain't going to get the answer right every time. You're not going to be wise by not asking those questions. So the knowledge and the wisdom comes from making numerous mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't acquire that wisdom without having, you know, done some really stupid things.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. Everything in life is based upon that concept of trial and error. You know, there's nothing in this world that hasn't been done and redone and made and remade before it finally worked or before they finally perfected or before, you know what I'm saying? It's just the way of the world. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to do things wrong. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to do things wrong. But you have to walk away from the experience having advanced knowledge of what you did wrong or what they did wrong and what you don't need.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, exactly. It is true. It is so true.
I'm going to drop my mic.
You're like, come on. Okay. You're going to drop the mic. Well, we're going to go because we are over our limit now of minutes. But I had to get the D-Man on, definitely.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened to Jen. I clicked you on and he clicked her off, but that's all good.
Oh,
she can come back and listen to the archive. That's okay because the advice is there. So she can come back and listen to the archive and get the great advice, or I can let her know via telephone or text or whatever what you said. It's all good. It's all good. Next week we will be back and we'll have a new topic. I don't know what we're going to talk about.
I'm just glad you guys are back.
We have plenty of ideas. I know. We are so glad to be back.
We are real happy to be back, and we're about to blow this thing up. We're going to do this.
Yes.
EV, we thank you for calling in, dude. We thank you for your support and your advice.
Oh, anytime, guys.
You are the man. We love you all, and we'll see you next week, Monday, 6:30. God bless you all.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.